continues us live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM here in Accra. We are also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and on myjoyonline.com. You'll also find us in all 16 regions of Ghana via our various affiliates, live on X Spaces and on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, energizing dreams. Coming up, with less than 24 hours to the rerun of elections at 19 polling stations in Ablekuma North, the Electoral Commission's silence is heightening anxiety among voters as tensions simmer on the ground. Meanwhile, the NDC is accusing the MPP of quietly backtracking on its boycott threats, claiming the party is actively engaged in door-to-door campaigning ahead of the vote.
Most people in this country don't need weapons. You see, we found a way to see how we can integrate illegal miners. Now we have...
We'll be live in the constituency for the latest. Also in this bulletin, illegal miners invade Chichire enclave of Tano Ofeng Forest Reserve in the Ashanti region, seizing 7 new excavators in the process. And Chinese nationals and his Ghanaian driver shot dead at an illegal mining site in Subrin Kwanta in the west in north region as they returned from a Galamsey site with gold concrete. Also in this bulletin, Small Arms Commission urges Parliament to fast-track passage of the stalled firearms bill, citing a rise in illegal firearm discharges.
Small-scale mining is a way to deal with the menace, but we don't have a clear-cut law that also catches how the guy who's fifth, there's a fifth generation maker of firearms.
Sports and Recreation Minister Kofi Adams wants the Food and Drugs Authority to lift its ban on the advertisement of alcoholic products.
And that you'll join us later with details of that. Meanwhile, government eyes Portugal's national airline as partner for Ghana's new national carrier.
I've experienced your national airline before. Ghana itself is trying to reach national airline, and at the appropriate time, we'll be looking for partners. And maybe if Portuguese, your national airline is interested, we could do a partnership.
Then we bring you the national size and mass quiz. To be crowned Central Regional Champions is far from over, with three-time champions Addis Adel College out of the way. The big question is, who takes the crown this year?
We saw it coming, and the feeling is normal because he's into Guestings College.
Well, this is Joy News. We are independent, fearless, and credible. I am Hannah Odami. I'll bring you details of these headlines and more in this bulletin. Stay with us. It's less than 24 hours and a number of voters in the Ablekuma North constituency will be going to the polls to cast their ballots again in an attempt to resolve the controversy surrounding the parliamentary election results. This follows the Electoral Commission's decision to rerun the elections in 19 polling stations after a failed collation process. But less than 24 hours to go, it's still unclear how prepared the Electoral Commission is ahead of Friday. Meanwhile, the New Patriotic Party has announced a decision to boycott the election. But the NDC is revealing this afternoon that contrary to that announcement, the MPP is currently engaged in a door-to-door campaign in the constituency. James Savage has more in the following reports.
From several coalition attempts to entrench positions by the two political parties on whether or not to rerun the election, the Electoral Commission finally took a decision on a rerun, even against their own promise to Ghanaians and MPs. The NPP, days after the EC's announcement, held a press conference, and their position was clear.
That under no circumstances will we be intimidated.
Never!
Yes.
Under no circumstances will we be coerced to go for a rerun. We will not go for any rerun. The New Patriotic Party will not go for any rerun. We have won the elections.
By the NDC, 24 hours to the election is raising serious allegations, accusing the NPP of being deceitful, because according to them, the NPP is engrossed in full-blown door-to-door campaign in the constituency. Rashid Tanku Computer is Deputy Director of Elections and IT for the NDC.
Do you know that they are subtly participating in the election?
How?
This evening, the ballot papers, after it was printed, they are sent to the police station. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking on authority. Their officers were there to check the ballot.
But that would be a contradiction of what the general secretary told me yesterday.
That's what I'm saying.
I asked the question. He said he was aware of the letter the EC wrote to them, but they are not going to be
participating. I am telling you that
monitoring.
These people, if you listen to them, prepare your coffin very well. I know what they can do, NPP. Since yesterday, they were campaigning. I was with my national chairman, General Seydou Kentia, in the constituency. We crossed fire with them around 11 p.m., the NPP. In their constituency, they'll come and sit on platform like this and chant that they are not participating on the ground. They are there doing door to door. This evening, my colleague, you can put him on record, Madi Jibre, he's my other deputy director of election. He policed the ballot papers to the police station at Blinkman North. NPP officers were there.
His allegation is, however, rejected by Deputy General Secretary of the NPP, Haruna Mohammed.
None of our officers is on site, and
are you sure though?
He has not provided any evidence.
Yeah, I mean,
he just made a comment, and I'm telling you that none of our officers under instruction has gone to supervise anything in Ablekuma North.
But what others find worrying is the Electoral Commission's inability to update the public on the process so far. Per convention, the EC would have held a number of press conferences to update the public on the activities, including printing of ballot, security situations, and the general readiness ahead of the election day.
Well, my colleague Jacqueline Ansamaya Bwai is on the grounds and joins us live with some more details. So you've been interacting with the voters. What more are you picking up, Jacqueline?
Yes, so currently, my
Hello, Jacqueline. Kindly reposition yourself. We can barely hear you.
They are well aware of what is happening.
We'll try and reconnect with Jacqueline. Meanwhile, she's been speaking to some persons in the constituency. Let's hear from them.
Are you aware, sir, of Chinamoye elections?
Yeah. I must say I'm not going to call today. I try and let.
Okay, so
no one's
throwing the
out
to end run
of the two out. But I'm playing for now, man. I'm going to say,
And you're voting, right?
Of course, I'm voting tomorrow.
Have you seen any of the political parties campaigning?
Yes, yes, I've seen MPP campaigning very hard. Honorable Okwefunye team is campaigning.
Oh, you've seen MPP when?
Oh, since, let me say, for the past 3 days, 4 days, yes, we have been campaigning.
Oh, okay. And you've also seen the NDC?
Yes, I saw NDC only yesterday. And the level of campaigning they have, I mean, demonstrated with their motorbikes and, I mean, that's only yesterday that's I saw them campaigning.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, how did you feel about the elections last year, knowing that you went to queue, but then at the end of the day, you couldn't get a leader for your constituency?
It's very, 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 very bad because we don't have much time. And the Electoral Commission gave us a date to go and cast our votes, which we did. What I know was the bone of contention was 3 police stations, but today we were told that 19 police stations will re-go for elections, which to me, not the best, but since the directive has come, yes, we have to go and cast a vote because it's our right.
Okay.
And we need a representation in parliament too as well.
Okay, so I mean, you have no issue with voting again, right?
No, we have no issue. We have no issue. But what I can say from what Balotelli said yesterday, that he says if MPP trigger or if MPP do care, they are going to respond with care. And I don't understand, because you are, I mean, provoking. You are putting words there because no MPP member have plan of putting care there for you to respond. So why do you make that statement? So if they have intention of coming to maybe bring confusion this election, trust me, that's not going to be very, very good for all of us. Okay. I can say that.
Okay. Yeah. All right, sure. Wish you all the best in tomorrow's election.
Thank you.
You'll hear some voters in the Ablekuma North constituency interacting with Jacqueline there. Well, let's stay a bit longer on this because there appears to be some opposition to the MPP's boycott of the election, even from within the party. And my colleague James Aveji joins us with the details of that. So, James, the MP for Impriaso has spoken on the matter. What does he disagree with about on the party's position?
Well, Hannah, Davis Opoku has made a post on social media and excerpt say that, quote, Ekwefriye is not just a candidate, she's a widow, a woman who has poured her life, sweat and strength into this party. She stood firm for us even when it was hard. She didn't walk away. She believed. And now it's our turn to stand for her. Let's not watch while the NDC scheme to push her aside. Let's not act powerless when we have the numbers, the base and the message. This is not the time to boycott. It is a time to show up, mobilize and get Ekwa elected. We owe it to her, we owe it to ourselves, and we owe it to the spirit of the NPP generally questioning why the party leadership has decided to boycott tomorrow's election.
Do you have any response yet from the party?
No response from the party yet. But we pick in that Nana Ekwa Efriye herself may be addressing the media in the next few hours, but it's unclear what she will be telling us.
Okay. And we'll bring you details of that should she do it. So let's now speak to security expert Professor Kwesi Enene, who's joined us on the phone lines with some more on this. So, Prof, you have, well, we understand that Prof is no longer on the line. When we get him, we will get back to him. But that's what we've been talking about. The NDC is accusing the MPP of boycotting, but silently doing the back-to-back door campaigning, and we understand that we have Prof currently. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Well, if you look at the MPP's pullout and the EC's loud silence, Prof, should Ghanaians be concerned, especially about security?
Well, I don't think it's just about the security. First, it's about the efficacy of the EC to run elections and professional money that does not really doubts in the minds of the state with respect to their efficiency. I mean, this loud side, which I think is a great phraseology, speaks to me its apparent place, you know, within the hierarchy of the EC. So they themselves cannot decide what to do, how to do it, how to approach the people of Ghana, because by this time they should be ought to have provided some education, some details about what will take place tomorrow.
Well, Prof, do you, however, sense there's a division amongst the EC commissioners in with regards to this election?
It's deep and it's widening, and they cannot agree to do it because one commissioner appeared before Parliament and said one thing, which is totally at variance with what they are doing tomorrow. You know, so it creates the impression that among commissioners that there is no agreement about anything. But actually, we were very lucky to go through being elected in December on scale. And I think the longer they keep silent, the longer they detach themselves from a process that they ought to be in control of, then their legitimacy for staying in office then also becomes questioned.
Doug, we'll appreciate if you can kindly reposition yourself as we ask you this final question. But then let's talk about the police and ensuring that there's safety and security tomorrow. Considering one party is out and some supporters may feel that, well, they don't have anything to lose and may probably cause some mayhem, how prepared should the police be ahead of tomorrow?
Oh, no, I mean, I think the Ghana Police Service will be ready. If you cause mayhem, the electoral laws will get you. And you serve a jail term on a loan. Your party will not be out there to protect you. They may come out there and scream and shout, demanding your release. But even those demanding your release, if and when they flout the rules, they will also be arrested.
Thank you so very much for your time this afternoon, Professor Kwesi Enine, security expert. Let's move to other stories. And fresh concerns have been raised over the safety of Ghana's protected forest as illegal miners invade the Chichere enclave of the Tano Ofin Forest Reserve in the Ashanti region. Joy News checks reveal significant environmental destruction caused by the fresh invasion, leaving behind deep scars on the land. A major police swoop has led to the arrest of seven suspects, the seizure of seven excavators and a land cruiser used by the miners. My colleague Nana Buachi Yadom has been following this and has filed this report.
Illegal mining has hit the Chichere enclave of the Tano Ofin Forest Reserve in the Akimamponia district of the Ashanti region. The latest invasion was uncovered during an intensive police swoop, which resulted in the arrest of seven individuals and the impounding of seven heavy-duty excavators believed to have been used to rip through the forest's delicate ecosystem. The police team, acting on intelligence, also discovered newly constructed wooden structures serving as makeshift camps and processing sheds for the illegal miners. In addition to the earth-moving machines, a Toyota Land Cruiser V8 belonging to one of the suspects was seized as part of efforts to dismantle the illegal mining network operation in the area. Deputy Managing Director of the Forestry Commission in the Ashanti region, Ejapon Emmanuel, highlighted the success of the police operation so far.
We've been to about five places. I think our area of concern was where our staff weren't able to visit in the last 2 years. And these places are the Nkontene and Amancha portions of the Jimra Forest Reserve in Nkawe Forest District.
Mr. Japon lamented the widespread devastation that illegal mining continues to cause to the country's forest and water bodies.
We've been with you on this operation, and you can see the vast lands that are being destroyed, you know, in respect of the illegal mining menace that we are being faced with in forest reserves. This is something that the government is very serious about.
For Joy News, my name is Nana Buachi Dankwe Yadom, Tano Ofin Forest Reserve, Chichere, Ashanti Region.
And in the central region, police have arrested seven persons for illegal mining at Abra in Upper Dentro West. The operation, based on police intelligence, led to the seizure of weapons, excavators, unregistered motorbikes and other mining equipment. The suspects are in custody assisting with investigations while efforts continue to retrieve more excavators from the site. Let's go to somewhere else. Also on this matter, a Chinese national and his Ghanaian driver have been shot dead at an illegal mining site in Subri Nkwanta in the Western North region. The two were reportedly ambushed while returning from a Galamse site with gold concentrate. Police suspect robbery but are investigating further. Locals fear the killings may be tied to rising tensions among rival miners. Community leaders are demanding urgent security intervention, warning the violence at illegal mining sites is becoming frequent and deadly. Erastus Saridonko joins us in the studio with more on this. So what more do you know about this particular incident?
So if you look at the footage that came with it, you could see the gunshot went through the neck of the Chinese national, the other one somewhere in the chest. He was the driver, so he was sitting in the driver's seat. A few meters from where the incident occurred is where they were mining. And so the locals tell me that they were coming home with what they call black, is the gold concentrate. And so that is what they targeted. So if you look at the video that we got, you could hear them saying that they took away the black and all that. But police are still investigating. This is pointing directly to what we've been talking about, that there are arms flowing into Galamsey areas. In Mansu areas, you remember the attack on the bullion van which was sprayed with bullets and all that. More pump action guns have been brought onto Galamsey sites within the Western region, Western North Ashanti region, and all that. And this is just what we've been talking about.
Talking about the small arms, the Commission is urging Parliament to fast-track passage of the stalled firearms bill as it cites a rise in illegal firearm discharges in Ghana. Acting Executive Secretary Dr. Adam Buna, speaking on Upfront on the Joy News Channel, warned the firearms should only be used to those who can prove both need and competence, not just those who can afford them. His call follows a string of violence incidents at public events, especially including the death of a Queen mother and a near-fatal injury to a journalist at a public event. The Commission fears further delays could encourage reckless gun use and put more people at risk.
You see, we found a way to see how we can integrate illegal miners. Now we have small-scale mining. It's a way to deal with the menace. But we don't have a clear-cut law that also catches how the guy
of the locally
there's a fifth generation maker of firearms. His great grandfathers were making it for a living, and he's also coming and speaking. You say he should stop doing it. And you have not given him another source of livelihood. Most people in this country don't need weapons. I mean, I don't know where you live.
Yeah.
But when you are driving from your home to this place, nobody even threw ice water, you know, pure water at you.
Yeah.
You would go home the same way, 12 a.m., you can get out in Ghana here and walk. Ghana, Accra, is more safer to walk than walking in London, I keep telling people. Because you could easily be knifed on the street of London, Accra, how many people get knifed? So it tells you that we don't need weapons. We need to.
Yeah.
We are doing a lot of sensitization.
For people to understand.
For people to understand. We are in schools and doing a lot for people to understand that, you know, don't own it.
Yeah.
Or don't attempt to own it when you don't need it.
And
well, you're still listening to the Midday News on Joy 99.7 FM. We'll take a short break here. When we come back, government is eyeing Portugal's national airline as partner for Ghana's new national carrier.
I've experienced your national airline before. Ghana itself is trying to reach national airline, and at the appropriate time, we'll be looking for partners, and maybe if Portuguese, your national airline is interested, we could do a partnership.
Also, the race to be crowned Central Regional Champion is far from over. With three-time champions at Isidore College out of the way, the big question is, who takes the crown this year? Hey, welcome back to the Midday News, and we have sports now with Achu.
Now, it's been 10 years since the FDA banned the advertisement of alcoholic products in Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
That directive means that companies that produce or market alcohol are not able to sponsor sports-related events or sports teams in the country. Last year, a 5-2 majority decision by the Supreme Court upheld that directive. Now, though, Sports Minister Kofi Adams wants that to change.
We have engaged Foods and Drugs Authority on this because whilst we are doing that, the very young ones, we don't want to watch these alcoholic beverages being advertised during sporting activities or show, are watching DSTV that shows all kinds of alcoholic beverages that are sponsoring the UEFA leagues and what have you. So we are looking at it to see how we can really resolve that issue. I don't think denying them investment in sports has helped us.
Kofi Adams is a sports and recreation minister.
Thank you very much for sports. Moving on, government says it is open to partnering with Portugal's national airline to establish Ghana's new carrier. Discussions around the yet-to-be-launched airline were raised at the Jubilee House when President John Mahama received credentials from the newly appointed Portuguese ambassador to Ghana.
For all of us who attended school in Ghana in our history lessons, we were told that the first Europeans to land on our shores were the Portuguese. And till today, the most famous tourist landmark in Ghana is the Elmina Castle, which was built by the Portuguese several centuries ago. And so our ties are historical. We also, the fact that the Portuguese, and so that improves people-to-people relationship. I've flown it before, and then we're tapped to Sapan, Mm-hmm. And so I have experienced mm-hmm. your national airline before. Mm-hmm. Ghana itself is trying to reach national airline, mm-hmm. and at the appropriate time, we'll be looking for partners, and maybe if Portuguese, your national airline is interested, we could do a partnership. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get more from our presidential affairs correspondent, Maxwell Agbagba, who's joined us on the phone lines. Well, we'll hear from Maxwell later in the bulletin. Now, as the final day of the NSMQ Central Regional Championship unfolds, four schools are battling for the last available slots. Wesley Girls High School, Sredro Secondary School, Edinaman Senior High School, and Agri Memorial are currently locked in a tough contest, all hoping to join the finalists.